fight for your money. And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Good morning and welcome to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Mark Carr, member of Becky Ivins' real estate team and member of the KTOK Becky Ivins radio program. And to my left is Becky Ivins.
There you go. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. It's a nice, brisk, cool morning.
It is.
Do you like this? Do you like it when the weather turns like this?
No.
You don't?
I'm a sunshine lover.
See, I love it. I love it.
Really?
I do. Yeah. Just, you know, for it feels like something new, something brisk. It wakes you up. It's, and then I'm over it in about 30 minutes.
Yeah, really.
Then I'm done.
No
kidding. Like after, yeah.
Well, it's supposed to be nice this later today.
Right, which I'm looking forward to, and that it will be nicer and warm up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was 41 degrees when I headed up here. So,
yeah.
On the 11th floor of 50 Penn Place, we are on KTOK News Radio 1000, and we have a guest this morning. Okay, Shelley Chapel, who is known as Miss Clutter Free.
Thank you for having me today.
Yeah, I am going to one of these days just stop by your house and see if you really are clutter free.
Okay.
Okay, just pull your microphone right up to you, Shelley. Everyone wants to hear you.
Just give me about a 2-week notice and I'll be ready for you.
Everybody's like that. Okay, if you have used Clutter Free or any of our vendors, I want you to call in today and tell me what your honest experience is. 840-1000. We are going to kind of say what some of our vendors that surround our business do for us and our clients. And Shelley, you're kind of at the core of our business, because when we get properties ready for the market,
yes,
we kind of need someone to go in there, and you're not an official stager, but you really have a good eye for that.
Yes, I do. Thank you.
And
I enjoy it.
Yeah, and then you pull things out that maybe don't belong there, swap things from one room to the next to just make it look good and let people enjoy the floor plan of the home.
Yes, very much so. What we do is we come in and we kind of take out the, let's say, the heaviness of the house so that the home is open, you can see the space, it's not crowded, it's not cluttered, and it looks very clean, very refreshed. And when buyers come in, they are able to easily see the home, see the square footage, and make their decisions based on their taste, their preferences, and we just love doing that for your clients.
And we've already got a caller.
Okay, fantastic.
Okay, good morning. Judy?
Hello.
Oh, good morning. Judy Olson.
Good morning.
Yes. My listing partner who goes out and helps me list property. You've had a lot of experience with Shelley, haven't you?
Oh, my. She's a game changer for us. Yes, I have.
Thank you for your kind words, Judy. That's awesome. I appreciate that.
So tell us about a story or two that you've had Shelley help with.
Oh, you know, the most recent was she and her team went over and were cleaning out and preparing for a sale. There was some things to sell at this particular house, and Shelley got a surprise one day when she went over there, because there had been a sewer leak. Shelley had to work around a delay. Part of her things were trapped inside, and she couldn't get back in after a while. But she and I have to give kudos to Chris Chapel as well, Shelley's husband. Chris helped us out a lot that day as well. But yeah, Shelley just worked around what she was dealt, the hand she was dealt, and had to be patient, put that one on hold a little bit, work without every, you know, her notes and what have you. And then when we were ready to go, she went back in and got it freshened up and cleaned up and things out to sell. And so she's very flexible.
This was a city sewer backup, right?
Yes, it was a city sewer backup.
That's the grossest.
Yeah.
Just makes you shudder. Yeah.
But, man, Judy, you went above and beyond on that one, too, because you worked with every one of our vendors, I think, getting that house back in shape, because the seller was not really available on that one, right?
No, they weren't. They were out of town, lived out of town. So.
Okay, so you got the city sewer cleaned up. Did you use any of our other vendors?
Let me think here. I think we used Tim.
Tim Fain with Exceptional Carpet Cleaning. He can clean up anything.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
He went over and So, that was an opportunity for several people to get involved.
Yeah, that was great. So, Judy, how about, you think about, let's just up in Edmond. We had a sale recently where we actually helped hire the mover, hired the packer, Senior Transitions, Shelley Chapel Clutter Free. We had so many people involved in that house because we had quite a senior citizen who was moving out of state, quite a ways out of state.
Yes.
Correct.
And how did that work out? How did they work with each other? Did they play well together?
I think they did. You know, it really, Shelley handled our senior well, the seller well, who, like you said, was a senior. And, you know, Tim Fain came in and cleaned the carpets there as well, the downstairs carpets.
For a very reasonable price, Exceptional Carpet Cleaning.
Yes. And, Senior Transitions worked to get everything packed up that the seller was taking with her. And then Shelley came in and
sold the stuff.
Packed up that the seller wasn't taking with her and was able to get it sold.
And then send her a check.
That is correct.
That is awesome.
Sometimes in real estate, you're playing air traffic controller just of the chaos and the different avenues while people are very stressed because their houses, I mean, this is their home, and it can be very, very stressful. And there is a client that Judy and I are working with right now. Judy is helping the client sell the house. I'm helping the client buy a house. And we're really hoping that Shelley's going to be able to step in because the home, her husband passed away. And so there's so many memories within the home.
Yeah.
And so it becomes very difficult in order to remove all the stuff. And so after we come back, let's talk about some of that. Some of the, what is it that we can do to, how do you help people when they're dealing with a difficult move that's emotional? Or maybe it's like not every move is a happy move.
That's true.
Yeah.
So, but we need a happy ending on those moves that are more difficult, especially. So, Judy, thank you so much because you really kind of paint a good picture of what it is our vendors do to help our clients. So,
thank you, Judy, and we'll be back with more with Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio KTOK 1000. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. Today we're talking about the vendors that are Becky's favorites. And if you want to know Becky's favorites, you can go to BeckyIvins.com, click on Becky's favorites. And through the decades here in Oklahoma, she has built a wonderful network of people that are so helpful and wonderful. And so if you have had an experience, call us at 840-1000 and tell us about it. Talk to us about it. It'd be wonderful. And we have someone on the line right now that's ready to tell us about their experience.
Well, we do. Good morning, Bob.
Well, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Listen, we are still in the midst of yours, aren't we? But we've pretty well used all the folks that you need at this point. But if you need something else, I my guess is we'll have someone to help you. So
that's been amazing.
Well, the first thing we did was find a good agent to find you a home, right?
Right.
Okay. And you used Joe File.
Yes, I did. And he was wonderful.
So showed you around, gave you choices, listened to what you wanted, stayed in your price range, right? We're hoping.
Right. And I love the house. Been there about a week or so now and just love it.
Okay. Now, we had experience with you previously. You had a family member who had a house for sale, and it was kind of a sad situation where the family member was deceased, and this was not the senior or the patriarch of the family, but it was someone that wasn't all that old. And
yeah, that was my stepson, Mark.
And it was really hard to... when you have someone unexpectedly die like that, and then you've got to go in and pick up the pieces, right?
Right. And my wife's side of the family had used you for many, many years and just raved and ranted about you. So you were the first one I called.
Oh, that's great. Well, that side of the family is like family to me. They are very close to me, and I love every one of them. They're great, and I've learned that you pretty much are a part of that family, and you've been in that family at least 25 years, haven't you?
Yeah, Alice and I've been married 26 now.
26 years. Okay, so we helped you with the other one by getting someone in there to clean it up, right?
Right.
Well, tell us about that.
Gracious. Well, in both houses, the house I'm in now, and of course Mark's house needed a lot more cleaning, and the people come in there and just, it's unbelievable how they cleaned it up. And then on my house too, it was a 2-day project. One of them come in and moved a lot of the furniture out of the way, and then the other team come in the next day and just did a fabulous job cleaning everything up. It was just a notch above what you would expect, let's put it that way.
Well, and you know, we used for the estate sale over at Mark's house, we used the pink lady, Linda Tucker, to do the estate sale.
Yeah.
We're connected with several people there's 8 people who do estate sales that we work with on a regular basis. Kind of depends on who's available and what their expertise is. But Linda liquidated a lot of items for you and then arranged to get donations to come pick up.
Yes. Yes. It was wonderful. She got more out of it than I ever expected.
There you go. Great. So you've hired her to do a sale at the house that you have on the market right now, right?
Yeah, we'll have a lot of expensive ladies' clothes, you know, and a lot of jewelry and, you know, tools, things like that, roll-top desk.
Yeah, so you've got a lot of things that you're going to sell at that house. And so you liked Linda Tucker last time. We brought Linda over again. But we needed the house to look good. So we brought in Clutter Free to kind of, like, you moved out the stuff you wanted and that you took to your new house, but then there were leftovers. That some of this stuff's pretty nice. Others, not so nice. But Shelley took everything. How did she do that? Shelley, you tell us how you did it.
Well, when I got to the property, I knew that because there had been a transition of, you know, people getting items that they needed to take to Mr. Short wanted to take to his new house, Mr. Bob. What I knew needed to happen was there was a little bit of disarray in each room, a little clutter. And I knew that for your clients, what you needed was the house to be completely clutter-free and ready to take pictures, ready to show. And I knew what that picture needed to be. And so we went room by room, and we literally took everything out that did not need to be in the room, and we stored that in the garage, and then that would be there for the estate sale people to handle. And so when it came time for pictures, it was a clear path. It was very easy to take wonderful pictures and be able to put it on the market right away.
And the cleaning.
Yes.
You have a deep cleaning crew, right?
Yes. It was. It's kind of like Extreme Makeover almost, where we come in and we sort through and decide, okay, here's what each room needs to be, needs to look like for pictures. And then the next day, we'll bring a team in who cleans from top to bottom. And that's the team that I work with on a daily basis. And they are very detailed. So really every piece of wood, every tile is going to be touched by our team. And it's a fast process. And you get amazing results is what we always hope for.
Yeah. And, Bob, now I think you used a handyman or a fence company at your new house.
Yeah, I think it's Roger Myers. And then he also had someone work with him, Tom Smith. And they built a couple of wood ramps for me. And then remember I told you I wasn't going anywhere unless we had my fence at the new house. You know, the chicken wire around there where my Scotty dogs wouldn't get out. And, boy, you got somebody up there right then. I mean, they did it.
Yeah, we got someone up there the next day who put it all around your fence because your little Scotty dogs are pretty special.
Yes.
But they had treated a room in your house not so special. So who did we call in then? The house that we're selling, we called in Exceptional Carpet Cleaning. And Tim Fain.
He's a step above everybody, really.
Yeah. So what was your experience with him?
Oh, it was great. You know, he got out there actually that Monday. I think I'd call Friday. And but he got out there next Monday and just totally, you know, all the carpet, just beautiful job on it. Because,
yeah.
You know, everybody walking in and out, we did quite a bit of tracking, you know, loading everything up. And so the carpet didn't look that good. But boy, when he got done, it looked good. So,
well, and it was good because he even uses, I forgot what he calls that, but something for pet odors. He injects.
Yeah, neutralizes it. Three different chemicals, I believe.
Yeah.
And,
sometimes he literally uses like a syringe-type injector to go down under the carpet into the pad, and it dissolves the salts from the uric acid and makes it not stink.
What I'm amazed with Tim is like when he's trying to decide what chemicals to use, because he uses the least amount of chemicals he has to in order to get it done, he does this moisture, like he puts this tip and goes down underneath the carpet, finds exactly where the moisture is, decides what's there, and then treats it. He's like a chemist. It's amazing.
If you talk to him, he is like a chemist.
He is.
And the moisture probe is like a needle. It's not like they knock a hole in anything. It's a needle.
Yeah. I learned so much just hanging out with Tim Fain.
Yeah. Well, he's a talker. He's a very interesting talker, too. I loved him. So Bob, all in all, things are looking pretty good, right?
Right. And something people I want to mention, that senior transition.
Ah.
I was so amazed. You know, they helped me pack. And these three girls get there, and they said, well, we're going to spread out and conquer this thing. And I said, wait a minute, I can't keep up with all three in three rooms. And so they got it all packed. And then the next week they come up to my new house, and we're going to spread out and conquer again. So wait a minute, I can't keep up with you again. Well, what I didn't realize is they went back to the same rooms and the new house as they were the old house, and they knew where everything went. I mean, when they got done, there was about 60 boxes, and they cleaned all that up and put everything where it should be. Otherwise, I walk in the house now, and I say, I should put my silverware in this drawer here. I walk over there, and there it is. How they know all this
That's
stuff
wonderful.
Is amazing.
Well, they're organizers is how they know. Bob, it has been a pleasure working with you. And I think the barrier to making a move for some folks is not knowing who to use for repairs, who you can trust to be in your home to pack, and help setting up. Because, Bob, you and I aren't getting any younger, are we?
No.
You've been a very active person, but our experience has been really good with you, and I appreciate that you would trust our vendors to help you move. Thank you, Bob.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, we're going to return with a lot more.
Right after the news on News Radio 1000 KTOK.
Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Becky Ivins welcoming you into our studio and thanking you for listening. I have in studio Shelley with Clutter Free, Shelley Chapel, and we're asking people to call in if they've had an experience with Shelley. We've got someone hanging on, but first... time for our word of the day, and Shelley and I are having a little dance party up here, having a good time.
Yes, we are.
Our word of the day today is?
Accommodate.
Accommodate. Well, to accommodate is to do a kindness or a favor, to oblige a friend by helping do anything, basically. So, accommodate.
And I think that is... what Becky Ivins Team Real Estate does. We, as a vendor, it's really exciting for me to see that it's just like a one-stop shop. When a client, buyer, a seller comes in, Becky is the person to call to get the house listed, get it organized, get it decluttered. If there's packing, unpacking, estate sale to be done, carpet cleaning to be done, she's got all the people lined up. And then us as vendors, I keep my schedule flexible enough to where if Becky calls, I make sure that I can meet the needs of her clients along with the rest of our clients that we have.
You know, Bob that just called a while ago,
yeah.
we needed his carpet cleaned on a certain day.
Sure.
Because we had the movers coming. We, like with you, we needed you to get in there and get it all uncluttered because we had a date. We were putting it on the market.
Yes.
And after everything moved out, we didn't realize the carpet got tracked up so much.
Yes.
So we called Tim and I said, Tim, I need this done like Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, next week's pretty full for me. But guess what Tim did? What
did he do?
He worked late. He showed up early to his first jobs. He worked late to get this done. So he got it done on Monday. And we try not to impose too much like that.
Yeah.
But our vendors are very accommodating.
Yes.
Okay. So our word of the day, accommodate, is brought to you by Robbins Roofing. Very accommodating, folks. Robbins Roofing, they can do a small repair. They've got the expertise. Let me tell you a story real quick. I had Robbins Roofing. I've got a rental property that I'm about to put on the market for sale. And it needed a new roof. So I call Robbins and I said, hey, I need a new roof. He said, yeah, your insurance policy doesn't pay for that underlayment. So this is going to cost you this much money. And I'm going, wonderful, okay, but we still need to do it because the roof needed it.
Yes.
Then when he tore that off, the fascia boards, it had been covered by metal.
Mm-hmm.
It was rotten. I mean, he FaceTimed me and showed me, and I was like going, holy cow, that's going to empty a bank account. And he said, Becky, we can patch this up a little bit. And I said, I can't sell a problem. I need it fixed.
Yeah.
You know, I want it fixed. And he said, well, we can fix it. This is going to cost you some money. And I said, well, here's what I know about Robbins Roofing. it won't cost me any more money than anybody else would have charged. However, they will go to the extra trouble. It took them a day and a half longer than what they had anticipated. But that house looks beautiful. I said, take a few pictures. I want a buyer to see all that new wood under there.
Yes.
Because we are still going to go back and cover it up mm-hmm. with metal because that matches the rest of the house.
Yes.
And it makes it look good.
Yeah.
And he went over there and he said, you know, a charcoal, dark charcoal roof would look really good with this brick. But I'd like to also put the dark charcoal gutters all the way around it. And I'm a gutter person. I think yeah. that's the best thing you can do for your house is by guttering. So he did it. And it's so good to have someone you can trust. He's not going to oversell me.
Right.
He is going to give me value.
Mm-hmm.
And he is going to really fix the problem. So Robbins Roofing, if you have a problem that needs fixed, it involves anything about a roof, you need to call Robbins Roofing. Larry Robbins is my friend. I trust him, and you can too. It is 728-3700, or just Google Robbins Roofing, and you're going to find them. So we've got someone hanging on the line here that wants to talk to you, and it is Linda. Good morning, Linda.
Hey, good morning. How are you, Becky?
Oh, good. I know which Linda this is. I'm doing great. You've had firsthand experience with Shelley with Clutter Free, haven't you?
Oh, yes, and it was terrific. I have to say, and I know you know this, I was a little hesitant in the beginning. You were saying, oh, I've got this team, and they're great, and I, okay. You know, and but my first experience with Shelley coming in and working for a few hours to declutter and start staging some of our rooms was so positive that I couldn't wait, you know, to have her come back.
Thank you. It was such a joy to work with you and your husband, and we got it done in a really great time frame, and it was just so pleasurable. I enjoyed every minute of it, and thank you for letting our company help serve you.
Oh, it was wonderful. What was a little overwhelming, and Becky did a great job of selling the house. It sold more quickly than I personally had anticipated, and our buyers were great, but they wanted the house pretty quickly, so that caused us to speed up our plan. Substantially, but with Clutter Free's help, we were able to get it all done.
And you know, your house looked good, by the way.
Oh, yes.
I don't want
beautiful.
Anyone to think that this was an ugly house to start with.
Gorgeous,
very upper end home.
Yes.
I mean, our sales price started with an 8 and had a bunch of numbers after it. And it was. It looked great when I walked in, frankly.
Well,
and just like my house might look to other people, it looks okay when you walk in. But if you really start examining, there's places where you kind of pile things and
absolutely.
You kind of overcrowd things a little bit. And we all live like that. But it's best not to market like that, right?
Exactly. We learn to look past some of the stuff we have. So a fresh set of eyes comes in and says, oh, well, let's do this. And yes, it works, you know.
And did Shelley help you with anything like deciding what to keep and what not to keep?
Yeah. I mean, we made a lot of decisions along the way, and it was good because, again, it's a fresh set of eyes. You know, I'm used to looking at all these things. You know, you've been looking at them for a long time, but you know, are they really important? Should they be part of it? You know, and so it's wonderful to have a third party, so to speak, who really, you know, can see things clearly. And it's wonderful working with someone, you know, and Shelley is just so positive. And as I said, the speed with which we worked through this enormous house was really quite amazing.
Yeah, I think it surprises everybody how fast you can get through something.
Yes.
But, they usually work 3 or 4, sometimes 5 hours at a time. But if you work 8 or 10 hours, what sets in? Decision fatigue. You can't make that many decisions at one time. Mm-hmm. But you make the decisions on one part of the house, and then Shelly takes care of packing what you're going to move with you, setting aside what you're going to sell, and cleaning it. And then you go next. So working side by side with our clients is what Shelly does real well. So.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, and we ended up getting cash for your house, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, it was. What a pleasure. You guys were hesitant. And I said, if you just have her out for 3 hours, just have her out 3 or 4 hours. And if it doesn't work out, you haven't spent that much money.
Right.
Right. Right. And I haven't invested that much time either. So
right.
It was, you know, but I was amazed at what we were able to accomplish in that first meeting. So it was, you know, I was definitely on board at that point. So it was great.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, and her team also helped us with the packing, and we did sort of an intermediate move, and they helped us with that. And, you know, everybody that worked with us was terrific.
Thank you.
Thank you, Linda. What a pleasure it is to have good clients like this. And Shelly with Clutter Free. And if you want to find Shelly, go to BeckyIvins.com. And to find me, all you have to do is put Becky Real Estate in your Google thing. Becky Real Estate OKC, and you're going to find me. So just go to your Google bar. There's some other Beckys, and by the way, I'm proud of those Beckys because they're all really good friends and realtors. But find Becky Ivins. Click on there, and you're going to find all my favorites. We'll return with more right after this. And Shelly, thank you very much. You've got an estate sale. Tell us where it is.
The estate sale is in Jones, Oklahoma. It is at 11455 Northeast 150th, and we're open from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., and everything's 50% off today.
So she's going to scoot out and go meet you at that garage sale in Jones on 150th. In what 100 block is it?
14455.
Okay, so it's in the 144,000 block or 100 block, and we'll return right with Tom Nix right after this on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Becky Ivins, thanking you for tuning in and listening to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. Well, guess who we have with us today?
We have Tom Nix, and tonight is the night for the old-fashioned hymn sing. I'm really excited about this, Tom.
I hear that you're going to be joining us, Mark.
I will be out there. I'll bring my lawn chair and...
And you might bring a blankie now. It's supposed to warm up through the day nicely, but I'm thinking it would be wise to bring a blankie anyway.
I will bring a blanket along and ready to sing along.
And get there early to get a good seat.
So what time? What time should...
Well, I tell you what, you know, we advertised for 5:30, but I found out, I don't know if Becky even knows, we got people coming in from out of state.
Yeah.
Amazing. Just amazing. And so to get plenty of singing in, we're also going to be presenting the facility out there, the Hope Retreat Ranch, and give them a couple of segments to show what they're all about, which is going to be very important. And those that don't know about Hope Retreat Ranch, you will want to know about that. But we don't have plenty of time for singing, so I decided let's start singing at 5:10. Then we're going to break at 5:30, and I think Becky's still going to introduce me, and I told her don't spend more than about 35 seconds doing that. Make it fast, Becky.
Okay.
And then Hope Retreat Ranch is going to have a little presentation. Then we're going to be singing some more. So, but I'll tell you what, here's what is exciting, that a week ago I didn't know it was even going to work out. After all, I have my new hymn book called The Songs of Our Youth, Old Fashioned Hymn Sing with Tom Nix and Friends, and we'll be premiering those tonight. And I want everyone there to use this to sing by. Then you may purchase it at an introductory price for $10. It'll be a little more than that after midnight tonight. But want you to be able to use these to sing by. They turned out just wonderful. And Becky Ivins and the Movers Real Estate is a sponsor of this particular hymn book. And so, Mark, I brought you a copy today, and I brought Becky a whole box of copies today. So she gets a lot of them
to pass out to friends.
Thank you, Tom.
This is a beautiful book.
It is.
And it's got 101 of the old hymns. I mean, how about I Love to Tell the Story? I Need Thee Every Hour. I mean, you could just go, I'll Fly Away. Are you going to sing that tonight?
We always sing I'll Fly Away. Oh, we always do.
I love that
we won't
song.
Get to all 101 tonight, but we do always sing I'll Fly Away.
And this is a surprise to me that this is in your hymn book, but Jesus Loves Me.
You know what? It's Becky, I'll tell you why it's in there. It's always been requested ever since I've been doing hymn sings the last 4 years. So I first made a list of everything that had been requested, and then I added with other fun stuff that I know people might be interested in singing. Jesus Loves Me has never not been requested at Hymn Sing.
That is so something.
That's why it's there.
All Is Well With My Soul, Rock of Ages.
It's Sweet By and By.
Yeah. I mean,
Will the Circle Be Unbroken? Now, that's never been requested, but I thought that's a good one that just needs to be in here so it might remind someone to request it. We take requests tonight. I open up with two or three songs, and then we take requests from you. So come ready with something on your mind, and we do want to sing from the book tonight so people will have the words.
There you go.
But we'll get plenty in. There'll be plenty of time, and we'll get plenty of songs in.
Tom, thanks for stopping by to tell us about this. This is at the Hope Retreat Ranch in Choctaw. And just Google Hope Retreat Ranch, and you're going to find it. It is near Southwest 29th and Indian Meridian. Tom Nix and friends, old-fashioned hymn sing. Bring your lawn chair or grab up a bale of hay to sit on. Bring a blankie, something warm to kind of wrap in, and we're going to warm it up with some good music. Thank you, Tom Nix.